From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Fresh off a big victory in Congress on a sweeping overhaul of the rules governing Wall Street, President Obama is pressing lawmakers to take up his proposal for a $90 billion 10-year tax on banks.
We need to impose a fee on the banks that were the biggest beneficiaries of taxpayer assistance at the height of our financial crisis, so we can recover every dime of taxpayer money.
Mr. Obama speaking in his weekly address today. He's in Toronto, Canada right now, where he's getting set for today's G20 summit. Many of the leaders there are resisting President Obama's appeals for more stimulus spending. And in the GOP address, Congressman Ryan Paul of Wisconsin says the country should focus on creating more jobs, not more debt. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season has formed. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Tropical Storm Alex has sustained winds of about 40 miles per hour. The storm is raising concerns about a disruption in efforts to contain oil from BP's damaged well in the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters say it's too early to say what will happen, but most models no longer have the storm going over the spill once it reaches the Gulf. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says he wants more information on BP's plans to evacuate people ahead of a storm. Here's Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO.
Governor Jindal says BP has yet to provide details of how it would move cleanup crews away from the oil spilling into four states.
One of the things we've asked them to do is to commit about the specific evacuation staging areas, where they'll go and locate. Earlier, we'd asked them for their plan. It wasn't adequate. We've asked them to update it.
Jindal says he wants BP and the Coast Guard to make sure they won't clog evacuation routes. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says oil spill response teams would need 5 days' notice to get vessels safely away from gale force winds. Containment systems would have to be disconnected, and oil would again pour unchecked into the Gulf. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Accused Jamaican drug lord Christopher Koch is pleading not guilty to charges that he'd been dealing drugs and guns in this country for the past 15 years. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has details on his appearance in a courtroom in Manhattan.
What may be most remembered about Christopher Dudas Koch are not the crimes he allegedly committed, but what happened when authorities went to arrest him. His resistance to extradition in New York last month led to the death of some 70 people, both civilians and police, in the streets of West Kingston. Police went into the Tivoli Gardens neighborhood to bring him in, and his supporters started opening fire. Street-to-street fighting went on for days. Koch was finally captured this week and sent to the U.S. In court papers, New York prosecutors charged that Koch has been running drugs and guns all over the U.S. East Coast for 15 years. Koch has denied all the charges, and he said he expected he'd be returning to Jamaica a free man. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. The United Nations says the situation in Kyrgyzstan is quickly changing as an increasing number of Uzbek refugees continue to return home. It's prompting UN aid agencies to revise their assistance operations, as Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UN aid agencies say the emergency in Kyrgyzstan isn't over just because more Uzbek refugees are returning home. UN spokeswoman Elizabeth Beers says the situation of internally displaced people remains acute, and so do the needs.
There are needs of food, hygiene, shelter, medication, food for babies, you know, all the relief items you need when you have left everything, when your house has been burned, when you have nothing.
Beers says the situation of many people remains dire. The UN Refugee Agency is sending 4 relief flights into Osh this weekend. They will be carrying 40 tons of urgently needed non-food relief items. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
At least one more U.S. service member was killed today in Afghanistan, bringing the death toll for Americans this month to 51. NATO officials say the American was killed by a roadside bomb attack in southern Afghanistan. Also, a coalition statement says a Taliban commander disguised as a woman has been killed by Afghan and international forces. A statement says the man had opened fire with a pistol and that he tried to throw a grenade when he was killed. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is speaking out against corruption in his administration in a speech today to several hundred Afghan leaders. Karzai said he's calling on government anti-corruption officials to review the incomes of all government officials and their families to look for illegal sources of wealth. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.